So today is Ekadashi. We heard in the morning about the glories of Ekadashi Devi. No, maybe we'll do some Shravan Kirtan of the Guru Varga's glories. And Maharaj came to Mathura at the time, Param Gurudev. Told him to publish these granthas. Yesterday we heard the Vaishnava Ravadane Krishna Vatha Amai Eno Pamare Prati Hoy Sadai. So here you see Param Gurudev. As soon as he instructed Gurudev, then all the books came and appeared in front of Gurudev. At the time all the sevaks came, were very qualified. And say they had tried so much to help Gurudev in his cause. At the time were going here and there. They were doing bhajan, collecting madhukari. Param Gurudev, he called his god brothers and said that we have a temple now here in Mathura. That time there was no Gaudiya Math in Mathura Vrindavan. At that time, this Mathura Math was the first Math in all of Raj Mandal. So Param Gurudev said, all of you can come do Harinam Kirtan here in this temple. But you see, sometimes when the clothes which are reddish, then one sees these reddish clothes, then one thinks there's a fire raging above. Similarly, when one sees something which is very cold, still he blows on it thinking it's very hot. Similarly, one is always thinking about his future, thinking what will happen in the future. So say, some would come and do katha and they would do bhajan seva. And then, when Maharaj started preaching in Braj, at the time this Bhavat Patrika was published. At the time, there was Haridas Brajvasi from Mathura. He took Harinam Diksha and then got sannyas from Param Gurudev. His name was Bhikshu Maharaj. His seva was incomparable. Then there was the sports captain. Yeah, he was. He would also come and listen to Harikatha. And he took Diksha from Param Gurudev. And he also became Atvasi. Say, Gurudev, he got some help, support. Very qualified people came. So at that time, so when Ekadashi would come, then Gurudev, he would follow Ekadashi very strictly. He would also instruct others to follow Ekadashi. So then they raised the question that there are many different temples, sampradayas, and sampradayas don't follow Ekadashi. And some follow, but in actuality they do not follow because they eat tomatoes, carrots, green chilies, loki, cauliflower. Sabudana, Ramdana, Jira. Is it Raita, Parota, Ekadashi Parota, Ekadashi Chila? Sen Hari Bhaktivilas Sanatan Goswami has not given such concessions. Because in the Shastras it is said on Dashmi, she eat once some fruits, roots, but not rice. Ekadashi Nirjala, day and night. You should stay awake the whole night. And on Dadashi, you can eat some fruits. And on Trayodashi, you can open your mouth. This is the complete observance of Ekadashi. But those who are aged, those who are children, those who are diseased, for them there's some ankalpa. Then, so they can drink some juice, some water. And so they should keep their bhajan intact. They should properly do bhajan on these days. Fruits and roots have been written that you can take these things. So then so many different kinds of fruits, now roots have come. Now there are variations, now there are puris, kachoris, gulab jamuns, dahi bada made from all these things. Fruits and roots, rasgullas. Why? Because if they're all made from milk. Butter is made from milk. Therefore, no different kinds of food is taken on Ekadashi. They're taken on Ekadashi. Ekadashi means to control the 11 senses, offer them in Bhagavan's seva. And no. One is nourishing these 11 senses and giving them different kinds of food and engaging in gratification. And they say when there's an invitation on Ekadashi, then there's laddu made from koa, puri, kachori, all these different things are made. Butter samosas, dahi bada, and kaju pistas is fried. And then add some black salt. And then eat big plate of almonds, cashews, fruit salad, fruit cream. And they say eat all these things on Ekadashi. Because we have to satisfy the 11 senses with Bhagavad Prasad. So if we don't give this Bhagavad Prasad to the 11 senses, then the senses are very restless. Then how can I control my mind? If you have to control these 11 senses, then I have to offer them Bhagavad Prasad. Then they'll be controlled. They won't be restless. If I don't give, then they'll become restless. Or else one is going in front of a shop and then he'll smell the kachori. Because I cannot eat on Ekadashi, so at least let me smell the kachori. But as soon as you smell the kachori, you actually already eaten the kachori. Or else someone is like frying puris, malpuas. You go in front of the shop and you say, "Oh Bhagavan, why have you made this Ekadashi vrat? Oh, there's such nice things to eat, fried in ghee, pure ghee, and here you made this Ekadashi Vrat. Oh Bhagavan, you yourself don't follow this Vrat, but you're making us Vrat. You eat rice, you eat all kinds of things, but you make us follow this Vrat. Oh Bhagavan, why are you like this?" You say there will be many discussions. The authority is Hari Bhakti Vilas. Sar Param Gurudev, for 16 years, during the last 16 years of his life, he would not bathe regularly, he would not change his clothes regularly, neither would he eat rice. He didn't have time. He said, "I don't have time." On Purnima, he would shave and then put a glass of water on his head. And then he would not even change his cloth because he says saffron is very pure. He didn't have time also. So who would even wash cloth? Because he wouldn't even take his clothes off. Once he was taking some Mahaprasad, he said, offer some khichdi. Then they brought some khichdi to him on the plate. Then he looked at the khichdi, he folded his hands, offered pranams, just took tulsi, and he said, "No, take it back." He wouldn't eat anything also. Just eat some boiled sabji. Even my Guru Maharaj, the last 2 years, he didn't eat anything. He wouldn't speak to anyone, neither would he eat anything. He said, I don't have any time to eat. He just sit there silently. So I don't have time. If they say something more, then they'd catch his feet, fold his hands. So don't disturb me. I'm engaged in my Thakurani service. I should follow my guru's order or your order. I don't have any time to eat. If you don't eat, then how will you maintain your body? But he will not drink water, he wouldn't do anything, eat anything. Someone say Gaurishwadas Babaji Maharaj, someone tell him, please accept some Madhukari, then he said, today say Ekadashi. He said, no, I cannot. He said, 15 days you would follow Ekadashi. You won't eat anything or drink anything. He would come in the Ganga, and then he'd cover his entire body with the mud of the Ganga. Even his head he would cover with the mud of the Ganga. It says Maya is everywhere. If I'm in touch with the Ganga, then Maya will not touch me. This way he'd even cover his head with the sand of the Ganga. Because Maya is always looking for a place to enter. Therefore I covered my entire body head to toe with the sand of the Ganga. Therefore, their paramarthik vichar, their spiritual outlook. How can we follow? We should never imitate, but how can we even follow? If we follow, we cannot even follow one Ekadashi properly. We say Nirjala Ekadashi, then we say we only do one Nirjala Ekadashi once a year. And what do? We say there was one person, he would, on in Vrat, he decided he should bathe 3 times a day. So during Nirjala Vrat, he goes to bathe 3 times a day. Then what does he do? Then he's having a bath in the Ganga, and as soon as he dips himself in the Ganga, he drinks as much water as he can. And then again he goes in the evening to have a bath in the Ganga. Then again he has a bath. Then again he starts drinking water. But then suddenly he starts shouting. No, he cannot even say anything. Why? Because something is stuck in his throat. Then someone asked him what happened. They went to, took him to the doctor. Then the doctor opened his mouth. Then he took a scissor and he took a fish out of his throat. And he said, how did this fish enter your throat? And he said, oh, I was drinking water. Then the fish entered inside my throat. So this was his Nirjala Ekadashi. He wasn't even following properly. He was only drinking as much water as he could when he was taking a dip. So how can you cheat others when you're cheating your own self? So they would say, this will want to, if you want to follow Ekadashi, then everyone should, all of you should sit together and do Kirtan. Because wherever there is Hari Kirtan, then all rasa is present there. You must have seen, Gurudev was in Mathura, you won't let anyone sleep. If any brahmachari won't do Kirtan, everyone would come and do Kirtan. Before everyone would sit for Kirtan. From the morning. First there'd be Mangalati, then they'd do Tulsi Parikrama. No one gone Bhiksha on Ekadashi. They just do Kirtan. You would sit in Kirtan from 8:30 in the morning. Then the Pujari would offer Bhava to Arati. So Kirtan would go on until Gaur Arati. Then after Gaur Arati, sometimes Gaur Dham Parikrama in the night. Or during Davan. So all night they pay Parikrama. Then bathe in Radhakund and then come to the temple in the morning. And then drink some juice. At that time there was no sugar also. There was only good. Dissolve some good in water. Add some Kali Mirchi. And then drink this and the water body will be cooled. So everything is present in Kirtan Ras. In Kali Yuga, nothing else can protect you except this Kirtan. I went to South India, I saw this Ramananda Gaudiya Math in Kovur. There Damodar Maharaj, he was in charge. I went 40-50 devotees, we went there. And all Telugu people stay there. And Maharaj would start Kirtan with all the Telugu people. I say, oh Maharaj, Then I said, Maharaj, you don't honor Mahaprasad during Ekadashi? Yes, we'll honor, but first we do Kirtan. Then we'll honor some Mahaprasad. I said, Kirtan will go on from Mangalarti until evening. And after Kirtan, after Arati, they'd be in the Godavari. And then, just drink a little juice, lemon juice. Or just boil some potatoes, add some salt, some drops of lime, lemon, no pepper, nothing, no kali mirch, nothing. And you give one dona to everyone. And Gurudev also in Mathura, just boil some potatoes, add some salt, and give to everyone little. But everyone else would follow Nirjala. See, Gurudev would say, all these disciples of Prabhupada, all of them, they, on Ekadashi, no one would cheat, saying, oh, Anukalpa, I can eat as much as I can. No. Even when they were so old, once there was one sannyasi, he was more than 90 years old. There's a concession given in the Shastras, that only one who's from 8 to 8, one beginning from the age of 8, until the age of 80, one should follow Ekadashi. After 80, there's a concession that there's no need to follow Ekadashi, one cannot. So the sannyasi, he said, okay, I'm 90 years old now, so why should I follow Ekadashi anymore? So then Gurudev said, you followed Ekadashi entire life, then why are you not following Ekadashi now? How can you leave it now? Because in Shastras it said, after 80, then there's no, it's not mandatory. So then Maharaj said, now there's no need for you to stay in the temple, now you can stay out. Because even now, you're trying to please your senses. Then you must, how can you stay? And his Prabhupada disciple, also he was a sannyasi. Gurudev said, no, you cannot act against dharma, against these rules of dharma. Because then, what have you practiced until now? What have people learned from you? And they say, you see, some people, they eat rice during Ekadashi, which is like eating sin. So Gurudev would follow the Ekadashi very strictly, even Chaturmasya. So then some new brahmacharis came. They would tell Gurudev, they're saying Hari Bhakti Vilas. They told Gurudev, oh, there's so many rules in Hari Bhakti Vilas, but we're not following any of that. And Gurudev said, oh, we'll follow as much as necessary, as much as our Gurudev have said, as much as our Guru Varga have said. We should follow the instructions. Don't try to excessively indulge in following these rules. Or else, if you act in excess, then the fruit may not be so good. So, do as much as your Guru Varga taught you. If you act more, then that's bad. If you act less, that's also bad. Just behave moderately. So then, he said no. During Chaturmasya, from Mathuramat, there'd be one devotee. He'd do Dandavati Parikrama all the way from the temple to the Yamuna. And then he'd bathe in the Yamuna, and then while his clothes were still wet, again he'd do Dandavati and he'd come back to the temple. And then he'd do Seva Puja, Chan Harinam the whole day. He chant Trilak Harinam. And then he would just eat once a day. Havishanna. So then Maharaj, he said, why are you behaving in such a way? There's no need to do all these things. But he didn't listen. He do this every day. And after some time, he told Gurudev, oh, I don't want to stay here in the temple. Because we don't earn our own money. We're eating the food that others have given. How can we do bhajan this way? Krishna has given us these senses, so we should work hard. then we should earn our own livelihood. Then it is good. Others are earning and then we're taking their food away. How will bhajan be done this way? Maharaji, he told him, you're doing your seva to Bhagavan. You can take as much as you need. This is not anyone's specific earning. And everything has been offered to Bhagavan. This bhoga. And so maintain your body. At least take a little prasad. He said, no. I cannot do this. I'll work hard. And I'll serve the Vrajavasis. They say, I'll feed all the devotees also. Whatever I want. And Maharaji told him, this is not proper. The rule for the brahmachari is that they'll do bhiksha, offer it to Guru, and whatever prasad the Guru gives, they'll accept those remnants. Every ashram has different rules. Still, he wouldn't listen. He got a rickshaw, cycle rickshaw, and then he'd take all the Vrajavasis everywhere. Sometimes he'd give money, he'd accept, sometimes he wouldn't give anything. And then he thought, I won't stay anywhere else, I'll stay on the banks of the Yamuna. Then Maya will not catch me. He made a hut there. And then he started staying there. And he made a hut with torn cloth. And then he got some cloth, and then he made a hut there. And then 7 days he'd use a cycle rickshaw, and then he grew a long beard, long hair. So Maharaj would go every day to the Yamuna to see him, saying, how are you? And he said, yes, Maharaj, I'm happy. I'm so happy here. Is your bhajan going on nicely? He said, yes, Maharaj. Yes, my bhajan is going on very nicely. I've never done bhajan like this my entire life. Here, I'm on the banks of the Yamuna. I'm serving the Vrajavasis directly. I'm having such nice realizations. Seems I'm in Golok Vrindavan now. And then Maharaj, he said, oh, you're very fortunate. And Maharaj said, all right, you pray for me also. I cannot serve like you. And after some time, Maharaj went to see him. There he saw there was an old lady who was sweeping his hut. She was washing his pots. And she was making some chapatis for him, some rotis. Then Maharaj asked him, who is this lady? He said, oh, this lady had no one. She was just loitering on the streets, wandering there. So I said, you can stay here in this cottage. No harm. And after some days, what happened? That old lady was not there anymore. Now she had become very young, this old lady. Then Gurudev was saying, how did this old lady become so young again? Oh, Gurudev, what to do? Before she didn't have any food, so she had become very thin. Now she was staying here, so I would bring something, she'd offer bhoga. And then they say, now she's become young again, because now she's eating nice food. Then after some time, what happened? The Gurudev heard some small babies crying. Then Gurudev asked him, who are these babies? And he said, oh Maharaj, this is the gift of Bhagavan. Bhagavan has gifted me these babies. He has sent me his associates here. These babies are his associates. It is a matter of great fortune that I can serve Bhagavan's associates now. Then Gurudev went and he saw there was no hut there also after some time. Then one day, we were coming back from Jagannath Puri. There, there's Bhadrak, Randeyat, Bhadrak, Baleshwar, Ramuna, Kirshwar, Gopinath. So then when we were coming, Darshan, and coming back from there Katha Kirtan would be going on. There we saw, in Kure Randihat, there's Gopalji Prachar Kendra on 90 acres of land, big ashram. So then, there we saw, the Gurudev we saw, there were 4 or 5 young children. Like sometimes you see, when a dog is going, many puppies are also following this dog. So similarly, this man was also going and 5-6 babies were following him from behind, 5-6 young boys. And this man, he had a fishing rod on his shoulder and a net on his shoulder. And they say, in one hand he had this fishing rod, in the other hand he had this fishing net. And all these children were following him from behind. So Maharaj identified this man, saying, you left Braj and you're here now. said, "Oh, this is Bhagwan's Leela Bhumi, this is Bhagwan's desire, I'm here." "Then, but how are you catching fish here then?" "Oh, even Garuda used to eat fish. Eating fish is not something bad. Fish is good, no harm. See, fish is nirgun, it's always staying in the water. It's the fruit of the water." So Maharaj said, "All right, very good. Where is your mala? Where is your tilak? Where is your bhajan? Your puja part?" And Maharaj said, "Let's see what your condition has become now." He said, "No, still I'm very happy. I'm very happy now." And we were all present with Maharaj. And Maharaj said, "Just say, he disobeyed Guru, he didn't listen to sadhus. He said, just see what happened then." Therefore, the mind is intelligent. The mind can think of anything. Mind can say anything. But don't listen to the mind. The mind can be a cause of liberation, or the mind can be a cause of bondage. Narottam Thakur has prayed, "Vishacharya Bhoshuddha Viman Kaliye Ramo Sri Vrindavan." We can only see Vrindavan when the mind is pure from this desire to enjoy the object of the senses. See, when we are always in the association of devotees, then the mind is controlled. So Maharaj is staying in Mathura. Then Param Gurudev would also come there. Someone was banging on the door at 12 in the night. At that time, there'd be so much dust on the road, so many vehicles there. So someone was banging on the door at 12 in the night. So Gurudev immediately came and he opened the gate. Because then Param Gurudev would get disturbed. There was one person who was 45 years old and he was foaming at his mouth. And then they said, "Oh, Maharaj, save this man." He said, "There's a hospital there, take him there." He said, "Oh, nothing can happen there. Only you can save this man. Oh, Brahmarakshas has caught him." So they said, "Anyhow, you save him. Sometimes he's jumping high up in the air. Then again he falls down, then he's shouting. Sometimes he's running around. Even 10-20 people cannot catch him. He beats everyone, he climbs trees. Again he jumps down from the trees. He jumps inside the Yamuna. Because he's possessed now. No, by this Brahmarakshas. Now he's falling unconscious now. So we're very troubled by him. You're a Mahatma, you're a Sadhu. Help him." Then many people had come there. So then Gurudev took some Charanamrit. And then he recited the Narasingha Mantra. And then he made him all right. And then again, that family left, went back home. So Param Gurudev, he heard what happened. And Param Gurudev, he asked Gurudev, "Did you go down? What happened? What did you do?" See, the fruits of karma, one has to suffer. Now you helped him, so you've also taken a share of his karma. Do you know who that person is? Do you know him from before? He said, "Oh Gurudev, what can I do? They were causing so many problems, shouting, and you were resting, so I didn't want to disturb. I didn't want you to be disturbed." So then Param Gurudev said, "See, I'm telling you, no, they'll come again, just see." What did they do? Because Sadhu, he knows everything. He is omniscient. So Param Gurudev said, "There's one Brahmin. He..." Because some Brahmins go to Bihar, Madhya Pradesh to collect something. Sometimes they go to collect rice, wheat. Because they see all their Brahmins from Braj. So they give them whatever they need. So now the Brahmins were going, then the Brahmin's wife and children were at home. So the Brahmin said, "Oh, I'm going for 3-4 months. I'll take some time for me to return." So he gave some money to a merchant. That here, you keep this money, and whenever my family needs some money, just give them some money. So I'm giving this money with you, because I don't know when I might return. So then he gave the money to the merchant and he left. So when his wife came, then he gave her money 1 or 2 times. So then there was so much rain and there was nothing to eat inside the house. There were no clothes, nothing. It was very cold. So they went to the merchant saying, "Oh merchant, please give us some money that my husband gave you." He didn't give. And so the children were like weeping so much. And the children died, the wife died, and all the lifeless bodies were lying inside the house. And no one would even bother to take their bodies out. And they were so lifeless now. And then, when he returned, he said, "Oh, what's happened? What happened to my wife and children?" It was a hut made from dry leaves, and there he saw everyone was dead inside. There was nothing left of anyone. Then again he went to the merchant. He said, "I gave you money, but still you didn't give anything." He said, "When did you give me this money?" And he went to meet him. He said, "You had my entire family died because of you." Then he requested him, "What have you done?" Then he went to the Yamuna. Then he slaughtered a goat. And then he took the goat's blood and he bathed himself in that blood. Then he jumped inside the Yamuna. Then he said, "Now I'll become a Brahmarakshas and I'll destroy your entire family. Just see," he said, after bathing in the goat blood. So then he didn't let anyone survive in his family. What would he do? If someone would be walking up the stairs, he'd push them down the stairs. And someone would be cooking, he'd set the entire house on fire. Because he became a Brahmarakshas then. He said, "I'll destroy our family now." He destroyed the entire family. So then Param Gurudev, he told Gurudev, "Now what will you do now? When there's such people." You see, to steal others' property, others' wealth, stealing their blood. See, they died without eating anything. And he committed suicide. Now he will not leave that merchant who kept his money. So don't think about helping such people. Gurudev would say, "Param Gurudev, it chastised me so much. You know, it chastised me entire life. So don't even look at the such people. Only help those who want to do bhajan. You only need to help karmi, kukarmi, papi, ustalo, wicked people. Don't accept their charity. Don't accept the food that they have to offer. Sometimes you see they even murder people. Some days before, one person came to me, he said, "Oh." One person came to me, he said, "I took my daughter and son-in-law and I threw them in front of the train. Because my daughter, she married some person who was from a low caste. So we had them killed in front of the train. Now I'm suffering so much, I cannot sleep, I cannot eat, I cannot drink water." Then I said, "Oh, how can I help you?" I just said, "Oh, I'm just cooking, cleaning here, don't ask me such questions." And who are these people? Authorities. So why did you bring such people here? Even yesterday, day before, some people came. They said, oh, this problem, that problem. Please help me. I said, how can I help you when I myself am sick? So they say, Maharaj, he said, Param Gurudev, he said, if anyone wants to bhajan, then you should help that person. Or else, there's no need to help such ghosts, such Brahmarakshasas. For them, you see, Gaya is present, you can just offer oblations there, or Ganga Sagar. So many pilgrimage places there. You can go there. But in the end, I've seen not even one person remained from that family. Some died on the streets, some died in the fields. Entire family was destroyed. Someone else took a shop away, house away, everything. So Sadhu Santas, they know that Param Guruji, he said, Sri Ganar Goswamis came to Vraj. And is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita. That the Goswamis used to do Madhukari where? Sometimes they do Madhukari in the house homes of the devotees, or sometimes they go to the temple. Sometimes someone from the temple would invite them, they'd go on a Mahaprasad. And they'd go to Madhukari not in everyone's house, only in the homes of the Brahmins. Because sometimes chana, sometimes not even that. Chickpeas, sometimes not even that. Or else if you're eating what everyone else has to offer, then it's a satsanga. So Param Gurudev said that if you accept such food, then it's like stool. Because they haven't offered anything poor to Bhagavan. Not done any seva. And you're begging food from them. This is not good. Therefore in Mathuramat there was a rule. Param Gurudev made a rule. Every day Kabisha, bring some wheat flour. Go to the market, bring some vegetables, and then cook something and offer poga. And Kesha Kanyaman was Param Gurudev, he used to send 200 rupees every month. And from that 200 rupees a month, the temple would be maintained. Electricity bill would be paid. At that time, there was only one fan and one light in the temple, nothing else. Then slowly, and there were many people who wouldn't give the rent to the temple. They only give 1 rupee a month. Anyhow, they'd give 5 or 6 rupees after court cases. They wouldn't give anything. They surrounded the entire temple, the shopkeepers, because of the Dharmashala. They came in as refugees and they wouldn't refuse to leave. And anyhow, so many court cases were filed and then they eventually left, most of them. Right to do Guru Seva, Maharaji would say that I didn't use him 1 minute in any other way. So Maharaji would say that every day I go to the Yamuna in the morning. Because before there was no water inside the temple. Even for cooking we'd get water from the Yamuna. Because at the time the Yamuna was very clean. We'd make dal, rice, everything from the water of the Yamuna. We should drink water from the well. Or else you go to the railway station, bring water from there. There's no water to drink also. And Gurudev, he would bathe in the Yamuna and then he would do Thakurji Seva, chant Harinam. So when Param Gurudev would come sometimes, then Param Gurudev would say, the 6 months you stay in Braj, in 6 months you come and preach there in Gaudamandal Navadip Dham. From Kartik to Gaur Purnima, stay here in Navadip, and then from Gaur Purnima to Kartik, you can stay in Braj. So that time during Nadidham Parikrama, Gurudev took responsibility for everything. All sannyasis would go on collection, and Gurudev after collection, he makes sure there'd be a nice tent accommodation for everyone. management, maintenance, everything. So that time, Dham Parikrama, there'd be nine nights. They'd stay in there for 9 days and nights. Then, you know, everything will be placed there. And every night, they spend in one island. Do katha kirtan there in each and every island. Only during the time of Mayapur, they'd go to Mayapur in the morning and return by evening. They won't stay there in the night. But in all the other islands, they stay for like one night each. So there was a rule then. They'd go walking. And wherever the pilgrims would stay, then Gurudev, he would, and the sevaks, they would guard the place the whole night. Not because of thieves, because of snakes. There's a jungle there, it's a forest. And also, there's a big river there, fields, open fields. Because that time, therefore, they keep guard the whole night. So they say, some of us we do kirtan. And they say, so that we won't fall asleep. And there are so many thousands. And 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, so many devotees started coming. And all the God brothers of Param Gurudev, they also stayed with him. Because Parikrama was officially started by Param Gurudev in his temple there in Devananda Gaudiya Mutt. First temple was built there in Medinipur called Shamananda Gaudiya Mutt. There are Krishna Krishnas Babaji Maharaj, Madhav Goswami Maharaj, Sanam Goswami Maharaj. 40, 50 God brothers, they were staying there. So when they do Dham Parikrama there, Brahmacharis, they had the rule that all my God brothers, none of them should be disturbed. They should not face any inconvenience. Gurudev would say that by the mercy and blessings of Gurudev, I won't sleep the entire night. In the morning, I have to go on Parikrama, make sure everything's cooked. In different places, different arrangements should be made for cooking. No, I became tired. Param Gurudev said, give me a mala, I'll chant for you and you do your seva. And Gurudev would say, every day I'd do at least chant 32 rounds, not less than that. Minimum I used to chant. When I'd come to Mathura, I used to chant 64. Then go from one island to another island, like Devananda Gaudiya Mutt is in Koladweep. There Varahadev has been established. So in one Prakosh there's Lakshmi Varaha, then go Radhavinod Biharijiu. On one side there's Prabhupada's deity. So Parikrama would go on, then Mahaprabhu, he would be taken on palanquin. This way. So say the whole night they do kirtan. For 9 days, every day they do kirtan. Gurudev, so we never slept during the day or night, but still we wouldn't be tired. Whole day we'd be distributing prasad, everything. And so Param Gurudev, he called all of us and he said, then all of you, are you facing any difficulty? He said, no. Then who's managing the entire Parikrama? Then they said, Nityananda Prabhu himself, he is managing everything. Anyone who enters the Dham, Nityananda Prabhu is taking responsibility for him. then Param Gurudev, he spoke on the Bhavataranga written by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. How to do Namdeep Dham Parikrama? How Nithyananda Guruji Goswami and Parikrama? Who instructed him and how they did Parikrama? So all these things, Param Gurudev, he spoke during Harikatha. And he took Maharaj and the others, and he especially told them, write these instructions down and publish them. Maharaj, he published this Navadvipa Dham Parikrama book. And Param Gurudev, he said, not just Navadvipa Dham Parikrama, you should also collect all these leela stories of Brajmandal, and then I'll come here. So then Param Gurudev, he came there and started doing Brajmandal Parikrama by foot. They'd leave at 3 in the morning by foot. Sometimes there'd be a bullock cart carrying the luggage of everyone. And everyone would do Kirtan, and everyone would go by foot to all the different places of Raj. And there, the villagers, they would wake up at 3:30 in the morning, 3 in the morning. And they'd go bathe in the kundas, draw some water from the well. So Param Gurudev, he asked Gurudev, that what Kirtan are they doing? Which, because they don't speak Hindi, they speak Braj Bhasha. Hindi is all broken and mixed with some other thing, because Braj Bhasha is a local dialect. So Param Gurudev, he asked Gurudev, see what Kirtan is singing. Gurudev said, yes, I'll write it down. Then he wrote it down and he gave it to Param Gurudev. Param Gurudev became so happy. He said, we tell them to follow Vrata by force, but just see how their love for Radha and Krishna is. It's natural. Because this is the effect of the Dham, this is the influence of the Dham. The influence of Dham is never lost. See, the Dham is present in three forms. Aprakat, Prakat and Drishyaman, Nitya. Aprakat means it unmanifest, and the Dham is seen by our eyes. So for the Bhaktas, the Dham is always manifest in front of their eyes. So you see these ladies, they wake up at 3 in the morning, go bathe in the kundas, do puja, return home, do puja. Even if I tell the brahmacharis to do this, they will not do. They say, I'll fall sick if you say instruct me more. They say, how can I walk barefoot the whole day? They say, I want to sit in the bullock cart, I cannot go walking. Then someone would bring a tonga drawn by a horse. But just see these ladies, how they're walking everywhere barefoot. They have such natural love. So Param Gurudev, he instructed Gurudev, next year we'll do Ayodhya Parikrama. 1 month we'll stay in Ayodhya. By Ram's mercy, we'll have the strength to do sadhana. Because Ram is Maryada Purushottam. So Param Gurudev, he sent Maharaj first, go make all arrangements. Because that time there wouldn't be any rice, there wouldn't be any vegetables to buy. Therefore someone had to go first and arrange everything. And you see the Bengalis, especially they like rice. Without rice they cannot survive. They say, how can you eat these rotis? Only those who are poor, they eat rotis. They eat pudis, but rotis they can never eat. Saying, rice is better than rotis. Even if they eat 10 rotis, still they'll eat rice. Because their stomach is not full yet. It'll be full when they eat rice. So Param Gurudev said, many devotees are coming, make arrangements for them. So in Gurudev, he came to Ayodhya. Many ashrams there, not one or two. So Gurudev, he saw that any devotee who comes to Ayodhya, they give him prasad during the afternoon. But they said, alright, let me ask devotees here. So the Harikatha was going on. Many devotees had sat there to listen. So Maharaj, he was also listening to Katha there. So the speaker of the Katha, after in Gaudiya Math, previously there was in Gaudiya Math after Hari Katha there'd be a question and answer session, and the next day someone would summarize the entire Katha that was spoken the previous day. So then this way, this person who spoke the Katha, he asked Gurudev, do you have any questions? Gurudev said, what you've spoken about Ramayana? If you desire, if you give me the order, then I will just kind of just speak on these things that you have spoken. Then he said, alright, very good. You're a sannyasi, saffron, dressed in saffron, okay, you can say. And then when he came to Maharaj, Gurudev, and Gurudev, he started speaking on the essence of the Ramayana. So he started speaking, doing kirtan. And all the people in the assembly became so happy, saying, how knowledgeable you are, realized you are. And they said, as long as you're here in Ayodhya, you should speak Harikatha. Then Maharaj, he had come actually to make arrangements, accommodations. But 2-3 days he had to speak Harikatha morning and evening. Everyone was so happy with him. And Gurudev said, my Guru Maharaj is going to come with many pilgrims. Yalu, the follow Vrata here for 1 month. Can you please tell me where I can find a nice ashram for them? Well, there's no need for me to make separate arrangements for rice and other things. And they said, we have one condition. The Guru Maharaj will come, will you speak Harikatha to us? If you are his disciple and speaking such a beautiful Harikatha, then your Guru Maharaj must speak even more beautiful Katha. Because he has trained you, he has taught you everything. And Gurudev said, yes, what he's saying is true. And they said, don't worry about anything. We have a big ashram. We have so many rooms. They said, make all the arrangements for Mahaprasad. Just do Katha Kirtan, nothing else. Since many devotees came from this reserve train, then the train stopped at one place, and then there too, and they say, when Param Gurudev came with all the pilgrims to Ayodhya, then all the devotees of Ayodhya, they all came to receive Param Gurudev, even Gurudev was there. And Param Gurudev, he said, just see how they are welcoming me, all of them. Narayan Maharaj has arranged for so many devotees. Come and arrange for us. So everyone was glorifying Sri Ram. And they say, in the train there will be pots, everything for cooking. So they said, oh Maharaj, let him stay here in this bogie, let's go. Then I'll look after everything. So they say, he immediately, well, accompanied with Hari Kirtan. Then all these devotees, they washed Param Gurudev's feet, respectfully received him, did arati. And Param Gurudev said, really, I have come into the kingdom of Ram. Just see how they're behaving so nicely. No one has ever received me in such a way. Gangotri, Yamunotri. I have Chardham Darshan everywhere. Gangotri, Yamunotri, Kedar Padri, Somnath, Dwaraka. I went everywhere. But these devotees, especially in Ayodhya, are very soft heart. They are serving so nicely. In this way, Param Gurudev came, they did Abhishek, Aarti, and then offered Mahaprasad. Then Maharaji said, boil some, take a frying pan, and someone would be making puris, someone would be making basmati rice. This basmati rice is so fragrant. Such people in Ayodhya could have not even imagined that there was such rice. In this way, Bhog was offered to Ram, because at the time, Mahaprabhu also would be there doing parikrama. So they said they put Mahaprabhu in the temple of Sri Ram there in Ayodhya. They say Aarti Kirtan is going on, the devotees are so enthusiastic. Param Gurudev, his god brothers, like Mohini Mohan, Raghubhushan, Siddha Vigraha Prabhu, there were such beautiful kirtaniyas. And they say it seemed that Mahaprabhu himself had come to Ayodhya. Well, all these devotees did kirtan. Then they said, now that Mahaprabhu has come, now you just stay here for 1 month. Don't leave and go anywhere else. You stay here for 1 month. I say, such kirtan started that all devotees, people from all over Ayodhya came there, and then there'd be Harikatha. Param Gurudev was so knowledgeable in the Sanskrit. in English. They were never stunted by any language. So they say Paramgurudev would speak Harikatha the whole time. And then they say when Paramgurudev would go on Nagar Sankirtan or Darshans, then Gurudev he'd speak one day. They say such nice preaching took place in Ayodhya. And then from there they went to Chitrakoot, Naimisharanya. In Naimisharanya, Prabhupada Sastakur established a mutt there. So they reached there. So there's in the Anusuya Rishi's ashram. And nearby is also the home of Sita Devi. So they say, everyone was so happy in all the villages, everyone saying these sadhus are not lazy, they're always doing Harikatha. And they say, before we think, oh, the sadhus only eating and sleeping, but just see how these sadhus are. Immediately they are awake 3 o'clock in the morning, they go on Nagar Sankirtan. First they do Kirtan here and then they go other places to Kirtan. Even they wish to preach and do Kirtan among Muslims, Hindus, everyone. So, Paramgurudev would go doing Kirtan everywhere. And Paramgurudev would start jumping high up in the air. Even the Muslims would be so inspired by him. Even those from other castes would be so moved by his dancing. Because such preaching, when Navadvip Parikrama started, then from Ayodhyabad, Naimisharanya, Chitrakoot, so many devotees came. And they say, not just Ramanandi Vaishnavas, even Nimbarki Vaishnavas, and then some from Ramanujara Sampradaya, some from Vishnu Swami Sampradaya. So they say, when everyone came, and during Navadvip Parikrama, Paramgurudev became so happy. So for disciple, we cannot do this Bhagavad Seva, Guru Seva, Santa Seva. He only tries to enjoy Sri Guru, then he is Guru Bhogi. This is not the identification of a disciple. And Shishya does Guru Puja, then he manifests the glory of his Guru, the specialities of his teachings. Everywhere, he speaks about them. This is Guru Puja. So they say, Paramgurudev, he was so happy with Maharaj. Gurudev, that once this, there would be a pilgrimage to Kedar Badri. They'd start from Haridwar, go to Rishikesh and walk for like many kilometers, 300, 400 kilometers. Now there's many arrangements to go there. Now in their helicopters also take you there. At the time they had to walk all the way from Haridwar. So Maharaj would say, I'm so young, I'm so strong, still have become so tired. And say, Guruji, I think I should rise early and make all arrangements. But Guruji is already awoken before me. He's already had a bath and he's put tilak on. So I say, when did he wake up? All the water is so cold, how did he bathe here? Anyhow, he'd bathe there, put tilak on, and he was chanting Harinam. So then Gurudev, he'd make everyone up, give them some Mahaprasad, and then they'd continue this Ratra. So Maharaj would say, those who stay in the association of Sri Guru, this Tirthyatra they're doing, this is, or else of your one is going on his own to different places, and that'll be like recreation, you'll not have realization. So then Paramgurudev, he said, so Thakur has written, Gaur Amar Jai Savastan Karal Brahmana Rangai Se Savastani Haribhami Pranayi Bhakata Sange. If there is such a Pranayi Bhakta, dear devotee of Sri Krishna, then go with him then. So Maharaj, he asked Paramgurudev, before you go with Prabhupada, now we are going with you. So what will happen in the future? So he said, we should go with Prabhupada, Prabhupada is with us even now. If you are going anywhere else, then take the Guru Varga with you. Then this Divyanubhuti, this Divya Darshan will be had. Transcendental abode will bestow on you, bestow mercy upon you. Or else if you go on your own, you will have to face many difficulties. Because of the Guru Varga with you, You'll follow all the rules and regulations. You'll attend Mangalarti, you'll attend. You see, all rules will automatically be followed. When we'd go in the train sometimes, we'd also sing Mangalarti, Sandhyarti, we'd do Kirtan inside the train. We'd even speak Harikatha inside the train. And whatever would be made would be offered as Bhoga, and all the people in the train would honor Mahaprasad. They'd sometimes go even to the canteen, and then they'd clean the entire thing, and they'd say, oh, we have our own pots, and we'd cook something. Then they said, oh, will you give us also this Mahaprasad? Surely. And they'd cook in the canteen, then they'd offer Bhoga, and then give it to everyone. Even during Ekadashi, just see how they would cook so many things during Ekadashi. So Param Gurudev said, we are not alone. Prabhupada's also with us. We are going to Guru Varga. Therefore, our rules never broken. We do Harikatha Kirtan. See, in the train, bogie, they're like, 8 people can sit in one compartment. And sometimes 50-60 people would come in one compartment. Someone would be sitting here, there, and then Katha Kirtan would be going on. This is Guru and Gauranga. Kandarva Giridhari Vijayate Tam. Then all glories to them. Then you'll also be a part of their glory. If you're alone, then there's so much fear everywhere. Then what will you do? How can you possibly do Bhajan Kirtan? Therefore, Param Gurudev told Maharaj, don't be a Viviktanandi, be a Kusthanandi. As you're going hiding somewhere in the name of, then this is not proper. So Param Gurudev would say, so many people would rather come to do Bhajan. So once some Baba, he started knocking on the door of another Baba. He said, open the door, open the door. And he opened the door. Then he saw on his body there were some tilak signs. Then he said, what have you done? Then he was licking these tilak signs. Then he said, why are you licking them? Oh, when I go to Radhakund, I see big turtles there. These big turtles and I made some signs of a tortoise on my hands. Because before I used to eat all these different, I used to eat tortoise meat. So when I see all these different tortoise here, then I feel like eating them. So rather than eating them, I just start licking my own hands, having made impressions of them on my hand. So this way, will you do bhajan or will you engage in bhoga? How will your mind be pure? If anyone else is by your side, then they won't let you do all these bad things. But if you're all alone by yourself, then you might do such things. Param Gurudev would say, there was one person, he would go from Vrindavan to Govardhan walking all the way. Go 2 o'clock in the morning. One day he was going, there he saw, it was not even 4, there he saw, there was a Babaji, they were having a big feast. And this way, they'd have some broken pots, and there were being fed many things, these Babajis. Then they called him also, you also come here and sit down with us. And what are you eating in the morning? Is this not 4 o'clock in the morning? What can you possibly eat? So when he's coming back after finishing Parikrama, then they asked him, why was there a big feast today? So they said, this is no Bandara, this is actually a cemetery here. They just Babaji that burnt his body. Then they saw that all the Babajis who do Madhukari, they burn the body. So then no one does any other karma rituals for them. So what were they doing? They were actually eating from those skulls of those persons who had been burned. They used these skulls as plates. See, this is the result. If you don't do proper bhajan, then this is the result. Then who will think about that person? Who will think about his deliverance? Therefore, bhajan, it should be very silent. Should be very hidden. And they say, Krishna Nam should always be sung, chanted in sadhu song. Bhagavan Thakur sang, Radha Krishna, bol 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 re subhai. ਕੋਲੋਂ ਇਹ ਸਪਾਈ ਹੁੰਦੇ ਸੀ। ਥੈਰਫੋਰ ਕੋਸਟ ਆਨੰਦੀ ਭਜਨ ਇਸ ਬੜੇ ਦਿਨ ਵਿਕਤ ਆਨੰਦੀ ਭਜਨ ਰੋਜ਼ ਦੇ ਵਿਕਤ ਆਨੰਦੀ ਹੌਲੀ ਹੈਲਪ ਭਜਨ ਐਂਡ ਹੀ ਲੀਵਜ਼ ਹਿਸ ਬਾਡੀ ਦੈਨ ਵਾਟ ਵਿਲ ਡੂ ਵਾਟ ਵਿਲ ਹੀ ਡੂ ਜੈਨ ਪਰਮ ਗੁਰਦੇਵ ਜੀ ਉਸੇ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਆਈ ਡੋਂਟ ਦੋਜ਼ ਹੂ ਡੋਂਟ ਹੈਵ ਐਨੀਵਨ ਟੂ ਡਿਸਿਪਲਿਨ ਦੈਨ ਹੂ ਵਿਲ ਡਿਸਿਪਲਿਨ ਹਿਮ ਸੋ ਡੋਂਟ ਬੀ ਲਾਈਕ ਦਿਸ Now we'll listen tomorrow.
Kripa